think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good afternoon. The Health Minister, Salvador Illa, will leave his job tomorrow to run for the regional Catalan elections scheduled on February the 14th, so the Prime Minister's office said in a statement this morning. Salvador Illa starts today in his last 24 hours at the helm of the ministry, the statement said. Tomorrow will be his last cabinet meeting and his replacement will be disclosed. Mr. Illa has overseen Spain's response to the coronavirus pandemic, has said he would run for the regional elections in Catalonia, his home region, and would step down when the campaign started in earnest. French media conglomerate Vivendi said this morning it had raised its stake in the Spanish rival Prisa, the owner of the El País newspaper and other media assets. On Friday, Vivendi announced that it had bought a 7.6% stake, saying the move responded to the group's strategy to become a global leader in content, media and communications and to extend its reach in the Spanish language markets in Europe, Latin America and the United States. Vivendi said he bought the stake just hours after the HSB Bank had agreed to sell a 7.89% stake in Prisa for €52 million. Prisa, which is struggling with a huge debt pile, is controlled by activist fund Amber Capital. 21 COVID patients in the new field hospital in Valencia had to be transferred yesterday to the old nursing facilities of the La Fe hospital due to strong gusts of wind. The Ministry of Health said the hospitals had not suffered any damage, but for comfort reasons, the transfer of the mild or moderate patients with COVID-19 was decided to be the best course of action. The Valencia Field Hospital only received its first coronavirus patients last Monday after numerous problems in its startup. In March last year, the Generalitat decided to buy three hospitals for €10 million and to install them next to the health centres of Valencia, Alicante and Castellón with a theoretical capacity of 1,100 beds. A collision between customs patrol boats and what is believed to be a narco vessel had resulted in one person's death. In Estepona yesterday afternoon, after a chase involving customs patrol boats at around 2 p.m, an alleged drug-running semi-rigid vessel was apprehended. Those in the boat were arrested. However, in the accidental collision, a man from the semi-rigid died. It's understood he was a resident of La Linea. It's also understood the rest of the semi-rigid's crew, apprehended by customs, suffered minor but not life-threatening injuries. The customs officials described the boat as having three powerful outboard engines and the types of boats that are prohibited due to their link with contraband drug smuggling. A judicial investigation of the accident will take place. At a demonstration organised by the Conscious and Free Humans Collective, saw people take to the streets in Madrid on Saturday evening to protest at the coronavirus restrictions. Many of the demonstrators weren't wearing masks, and people carried banners reading "Stop this pandemic farce" and shouted "dictatorship out." The protest was described as a non-political event, and organisers claimed to be requesting a debate on the pandemic, the virus, tests, vaccines, the pharmaceutical industry, the mandatory use of masks, the corruption of the World Health Organization, and the relationship of 5G mobile phone signals with COVID-19. The COVID deniers have called for the immediate resumption of face-to-face primary care and claim that the new dehumanizing norms are causing physical, psychological, and emotional damage to citizens. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.